Counseling question number 5. What is data gathering and why is it important? My response. Data gathering is investigating observable behavior, halo data, and questioning and question responses, core data, to obtain facts about the counselee's problems. The counselor must be deeply concerned about gathering data either through completed questionnaires, homework assignments, or personal notes so that he or she has tangible information to use to consider the directions the counseling sessions should take. It is important that the counselor have good detailed notes that he or she can use to revisit ideas brought up from other sessions, refer a counselee to what they actually said by writing quotes, and so that he or she can pray and study the greatest needs of the upcoming sessions. This data gathering is important because the counselor must ask, what do I know? What do I need to know? And what can I continue to investigate regarding the current significant data? End quote. If hermeneutics is the study of discerning what the scriptures mean by what they say, then data gathering is the study of discerning what the counselee's problem is by what they portray. Initial data must first be gathered through questionnaires or questioning that would include, what is the problem? What have you done about it? What do you want us to do? You can initially use this to help them sort out their responsibilities, as basic, simple, surface-level issues are sure to arise within minutes of questioning. But eventually, you want to get to the heart of the matter. This might not always be easy, as fallen man has a tendency to hide, Genesis 3, verse 8 and 10. Probing is an essential questioning method to go deeper. The counselor may probe systematically, where he or she covers breadth of problems topic by topic, or he or she may probe symptomatically, covering depth by going deeper into surface level problems. The counselor must decide among the two based on the intensity and clarity of clues. Some good questions to ask are, quote, how long have you been like this? What has brought relief? Under what circumstances do you feel that way? End quote. Among these, the counselor will want to plunge further into the motives of a counselee by asking, what for? Quote, the wise counselor will ask for specific supporting data for every generalization, end quote. Examples include, quote, precisely how did you? I didn't quite understand that. Would you mind running through it again? End quote. Regardless of the types of questions asked, the counselor must ask and rephrase responses in question form until the true message is clear. He or she ought to be noting hotspot areas or problem patterns. The counselor must be willing to ask the difficult and/or uncomfortable questions because it is unlikely those topics have been outwardly expressed anywhere else. While more will be said on halo data, observable data, in answer 12, it should at least be noted that much data can be gathered by the body language, facial expressions, and gestures the counselee portrays. The Lord correctly connected Cain's fallen countenance to his anger, Genesis 4, verses 5 through 6. Though we are not omniscient, as the Lord is, we are still able to often determine the possibilities of deeper sin issues based on emotional expressions, such as grimaces, rolling of the eyes, sighing, etc. As already mentioned, to truly know is to ask and probe further, to see if the assumptions may be true before giving an answer. Proverbs 18, verse 13. Though emotions are not the problem, counselors must address, as the secularists do, they are useful tools in indicating how the counselor should proceed with homework, questioning, and teaching to handle the real underlying heart issues of sin.